Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. Each time we come to this place, in that circle of 12 energy that you have come to experience, each time we get to this channeling place, I'm reminded of the differences of what this is today as opposed to perhaps 10 years ago. And the difference is empowerment. For those of you who have studied my channels from the beginning, or perhaps you've even read that, which are the transcriptions, you realize that all along in these 31 years, there has been a theme. And the theme is this, that changes are afoot. Well within the sphere and the timing of the precession of the equinoxes, well within the 36 years, we started talking about the changes that are afoot. Those changes, we told you, would bring about significant consciousness in the planet that was different. Significant. All of this has begun. Some of you are aware of it. Some of you are wondering as you hear this what I'm talking about, because perhaps this is the first channel you've heard. But all of these years, I have said this. You are dearly loved. You're never alone. Stand by for change. Some years ago, we started talking about a phrase called the new normal. Today, the phrase is being used even in the media. Now they're using it because they're starting to understand and realize things are not going to come back to a place where they were. Let me ask you, if you expose a secret, let's say it's a secret that is something that you don't want to look at because it's too awful, and you see this secret and others see the secret. Let me ask you, can you go backwards? Can you unknow it? Can you find a place in your brain to delete what you found out? If you graduate into a more aware level, are you able to simply go back to unawareness? And the answer is no, you cannot. This is what is happening to your consciousness, to your planet, to your society, to your bodies, to your awareness and your perception of what might be out there that always has been. And when I mean out there, I mean knowledge that has always been there, always been available, but you either felt that it wasn't for you or you were not allowed to use it. Let me ask you, in your scriptures, when you see the various masters, whatever scriptures you have, you see the various masters and they've done miraculous things, and you read about it. What is your first impression? We told you the last time we channeled last week, the perception, the training is that God is great, God is good. These are the things the masters did because they were part of the God energy. And look at that. Isn't that marvelous? Did you pull it to yourself? Did you say, well, of course, I am too, and I can do that? And the answer is, no, you did not. You looked at it, and it was apart from you, was it not? Totally and completely apart from you. Again, this is a perception. It is a training. And you made up your mind either because others told you to or because you then went with the flow that these were sequestered to the masters of the planet. This is what they did. It isn't what you do. So what's the next logical thing? Well, you say, well, if they can do it and you cannot, then you ought to follow them. And that's what's happened. And that's happened worldwide, and it's not just one master we're talking about. You can see it in so many of those spiritual systems and doctrines. The one person that is followed did miraculous things, was very wise. But very few human beings looked at that and said, you know, it appears that they have discovered a tool. A tool that is made in his image means that I could have it too, because I'm also made in his image. This master, this very aware master, maybe I could sit at the feet of that master and they could show me more of those tools so I could do what they did. There isn't much of that. And now there is. And that is what I am telling you. Again, this channel has to do with getting out of a paradigm that says you simply assign all good things to somebody else. And you follow them instead of you, hoping that some of what they have will rub off on you instead of the idea you have it too. And you do. Mastery is always, has always been part of the human experience. If you wanted to look for it, if you wanted to study it, if you wanted to go there. In the healing circle, we started to give you information. We started some weeks ago talking about the innate and cooperating with it. We also told you that there is an energy that happens when you give intent for healing. The energy is almost like little post-it notes that you put on every single cell that says, look, she's doing it. Look, he's doing it. And then you get a cooperative effect from your body. We talked about that. Let's now talk about an extension of last week's channel. Now, there will be those who say, well, I wasn't here last week. What am I going to do? Well, if you are a member of the Healing Circle, you can go back to the replay. Also, these particular channels are all given for free, as all of them have been, and you can go back and check it out. What I told you back then was how you must continue the process that you start with the Healing Circle of 12. And when I say continue the process, it doesn't mean then to report every Wednesday. You've heard that before, haven't you? You've heard that every time there's a doctrine that says report to the building every Sunday and do this and that, and then you can come home, be sure and report to the building every Sunday. It would be similar. If I said that, you have to come every Wednesday because here's where it happens. That's not what I'm telling you. What I'm telling you is where it happens is within you. That is the temple you go into every single week. That is where we talk about these things succinctly. And we will again, right now, you must continue the process. When I say must, I mean this. It is free will, but if you mean it, and you start some kind of a healing process, and it might be in these series that we're giving called The Healing of 12. It might be by yourself, totally intuitive. But if you start it with pure intent, you don't then walk away and hope it works. What you do is nurture it. You are the steward of your own process. You are the one who started it. You are the one who imagined it. You are the one who told yourselves to accomplish it. Therefore, there has to be consistency all the time. It's almost like a constant reminder to the cellular structure, which is always growing, it's always morphing, it's always rejuvenating, to continue the process and continue it with a consciousness, with a goal. What are you going for? Lack of fear, perhaps, in your life. Consciousness, lack of fear. Now, some people will say, well, now, wait a minute. Lack of fear isn't really cellular. Oh, yes, it is. I want you to know that there is more going on here than the synapse of your brain. There's more going on here even than your Akashic record or the remembrance of certain kinds of things. At the cellular level, yet to be shown to you, is all of the memories you've ever had. If you're afraid, all of your cells are afraid. Crying, can you prove that? Absolutely. If you're afraid of catching a disease and you catch it, who cooperated? Every cell of your body cooperated. Are you getting the idea that what you think you are? Your thoughts are instructions, period. If you're afraid, all of you is afraid. If you're joyful, your body shakes with laughter. All of you is joyful. Did you know that? So whatever's going on with you right now has to be a whole body experience. And if you're going to go through that beautiful process of healing, which we encourage and tell you about, everyone has to be on board with it. And when I mean everyone, I mean every single organ, every single cell. Does that even, crying, does that mean even when I'm trying to get over something? Or what about grief? Let me give you something to think about. Every cell in your body is grieving. You can feel it, can't you? If something has happened to you recently and you are grieving, mom, dad, brother, sister, if you're grieving, you know every single cell. There's no one happy part of your body. This is what I'm talking about. So it must be a whole body experience, the healing from grief or from anger perhaps, or you trying to then change the aging of your body. All of these things will be accomplished. But you've got to be consistent, and you have to say every single day what you're doing. You are so used to this approach where the doctor will say, well, here is the medicine. And you will ask the next question, on how long do I take it? That is a paradigm that you are used to for healing, for curative, for feeling better. You take the pill and then you stop, and then things are fine. This one's different. You cross that bridge, you get into a multidimensional state that is unusual. You carry that and work with it every day for the rest of your life. And there'll be some of you who say, that's a lot of work, Cryon. Let me ask you, why are you here? God loves you every day of your life, every minute, every moment. There is such amazing love and caring. God doesn't sleep, but you do. And when you're asleep, there is love every moment, every day. And God never says, you know, this is a lot of work. Do I have to do this all the time, every moment? Since the day they're born. That's how much you were watched over and cared for, so that someday you might awaken and cooperate with this and love back the Creator that loves you every moment of every waking hour. Is it worth it? And the answer is yes, because what happens to you is health, the beginning of a settling, a peace, lack of worry, a happier countenance, and the grieving process starts to diminish, and you realize that although it may always be there, you now have a handle on it. That is to say, you can put it where it belongs instead of it occupying every moment of your life. I am talking to somebody here who needed to hear this. That's the channeling for today. And so it is.